Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, Rock Nation, back to another installment of the Rocket Sports Breakdown Podcast. And it is a thrill to be here with you on this wonderful Christmas Eve. Even though it is raining out here in Michigan, and I don't know hell. Despite that, we got a good show for you. The time has come. We've reached week 17 this upcoming Sunday. It's going down. Playoff spots are still to be determined. Playoff seeds, division titles, and a lot of teams are going to be going home after this weekend. But cheer up, folks. You come back next year and do this all over again. And not to mention that some players are going to be actually competing for the Pro Bowl. Even though I could give less than two shits about the Pro Bowl, but it is what it is. As a Lions fan, I got to say big ups to Calvin Johnson and Dominique Sue and Glover Quinn for making this year's Pro Bowl roster, whichever team they end up playing for. I still think that Golden Tate got snubbed, but that's my personal opinion. But like I said, who cares about the Pro Bowl anyway? It's not important. Golden Tate might get in if somebody, one of the receivers, team makes the Super Bowl. You never know. Somebody might not be able to take part because of injury. Somebody else might not be able to take part because they might not be interested. I think they should give players the option of not wanting to take part in Pro Bowl. That's the way I look. Well, speaking of Week 17 going back to it, we're going to make our predictions today. Yes, that's what we're going to do, Week 17. I'm going to start with the unimportant game. Now, at 1 o'clock, we're going to start with the 1 o'clock games first, of course. You got the Jets taking on the Dolphins. The Jets are 3-12. It's been a disastrous season for them. And we knew at some point that Michael Vick was going to start some games. Nobody anticipated that Geno Smith was going to start the entire season. Dolphins are 8-7. Win or lose, head coach Joe Philbin will be back next year, according to owner Stephen Ross. Not so sure if that's the right move to make, but if they don't make the playoffs next year, he has definitely got to go. And speaking of head coaches, I think Rex Ryan, the head coach of the Jets, I think this is his last game he'll be coaching the Jets. He's got to go too. This is probably the worst I've seen the Jets play since he took over back in 2009. This guy went from two consecutive seasons back-to-back of reaching the AFC title, conference title game. After that, horrendous. It's absolutely horrendous. So that being said, I have the Dolphins winning this game. And I got them winning big. Yeah, I got them winning big. I think this will be the way to send Rex Ryan packing. A division rival and a team that's on the upside a little bit. But it's been a tough year for the Dolphins, but they have been very exceptional on both sides of the ball at times. They've proved that. Just been a little inconsistent as of late, especially Ryan Tannehill's play. But he is a very talented quarterback. Say what you want about him. But I think next year we're going to see some brighter things for the Dolphins. At least I hope so, for their sake. But anyway, I got the Dolphins winning this game, and I got them winning big. Also at 1 o'clock, we got the other team in New York. The Giants play host to the Philadelphia Eagles. These two teams have been quite different, I would say, the last month, basically, in the month of December. Basically since the month of December, basically since Thanksgiving. And I look at it like with the hatred between these two teams, still, I think the Giants are gonna really try to win this game to avoid a double digit loss season. Now they're 6-9 and the Eagles are 9-6, and it's been very disappointing for the Eagles since Mark Sanchez took over. And I kept telling people, watch what happens when you have to play a big game. Now, they were able to go to the Cowboys stadium and beat them on Thanksgiving. After that, they lose at home to the Seahawks and Cowboys. Last week, they lose a tough one at Washington, a game they had no business losing. 13 penalties, 4 drop passes from their wideouts, 2 missed field goals by their kicker, one of 34 yards and the other 46 yards, and Sanchez's costly interception with about a minute and a half to play. You knew that Washington was going to get the ball back and eventually try to go for a field goal, which they did, because the Eagles' defense was just so disastrous. And some people said, well, this team would be a better change of scenery for him. Maybe so, but he's still not a good quarterback. He's just not the guy. They need to get Nick Foles back next year, healthy. Nick Foles would have won at least 2 of these past 3 games. I think he certainly would have beaten Washington, and he probably would have beaten Dallas or Seattle. He would have won one of those 2 games for sure. And we'd be talking about the Eagles being in the playoffs quite possibly. Maybe even clinching the NFC East. What a difference a quarterback change can make. As for the Giants, Eli Manning has thrown 29 touchdowns and just 13 interceptions this year. Probably his best play of his career. Maybe in terms of touchdown to interception ratio. And how about that Odell Beckham Jr.? He got my vote for Offensive Rookie of the Year. In fact, I will give him the entire Rookie of the Year award, period. He's leading the rookie class of receivers, including Sammy Watkins and Mike Evans. I mean, just absolutely amazing. He has really emerged in the second half of the season. And I think it's going to continue in Week 17 because, heaven help, if Bradley Fletcher, the cornerback of the Eagles, have to cover this guy, they're going to be in a world of trouble. That being said, I got the Giants winning this game. I got them avenging their revenge against the Eagles after losing to them earlier this season. Another unimportant game that's going to take place this Sunday. It's a very disappointing Saints. Probably the biggest disappointment this year. 6-9 taking on a 2-13 Buccaneers team. Absolutely nothing to play for from either one of these teams now, which is unfortunate. Now, if I'm the Saints, do I play Drew Brees in this game? Do I want them to go at it and everything? Yeah, I mean, you want to avoid 10 losses. I mean, winning this game will give you a little bit of pride and a little bit of respectability, because it has been a disappointing year for Drew Brees. Probably the most disappointing year for any elite quarterback. Just absolutely, dismal. The Saints have lost 5 straight home games. Luckily for them, they're playing on the road. Now, one of their rare home wins this year came against the Buccaneers. It was a close one, but a win nonetheless. And I got the Saints winning this game. This game could go either way, but I got the Saints winning. It's a close one, but I think the Saints will pull it out to avoid a double-digit loss season, salvage some pride, get ready for next season. But I think this team is going to take a hit in the salary cap, and they might end up losing some players. So I think the window is closing on Drew Brees and company. Next year might be their last opportunity to compete for a Super Bowl. Keep that in mind. But I got the Saints winning this game and closing out the season 7-9. And I got the Buccaneers losing and closing out the season 2-14. Just think, a month ago, before the game at Detroit, Tampa Bay was still in division contention. They were 2-10 prior to that game. This goes to show how porous the NFC South has been this year. Another very, unimportant game, but it's a very important game, actually, I'm talking about the wrong one. Another unimportant game. 5-10 Bears, 6-9 Vikings. The Bears beat the Vikings a month ago up there in Chi-Town. It was was a close game, but I thought Teddy Bridgewater played pretty well. This time, he's going to get a chance to exact some revenge. The Bears are going back to Jay Cutler after Jimmy Clausen suffered a concussion in last week's loss to Detroit. You want to talk about head coaches who are definitely on their way out? This is definitely Mark Trestman's last game. You've got to believe that it will be. And this could be Jay Cutler's last game as a Bear. So this is one of those games where it could be the last game for both the head coach and the quarterback. That being said, I got the Vikings winning. I think this will be a close game too, but I got the Vikings winning. And I think this team, give Teddy Bridgewater some help, some better help, they can make a little noise next year. This has been a very dangerous team. Ask Miami. Ask Detroit. Those two teams barely beat the Vikings the last 2 weeks. I would say I'm going to go out on the limb and say look out for Minnesota next year. And I like Bridgewater's play. I said that he was going to be – he was actually my second favorite rookie quarterback coming out of the draft behind Blake Bortles. But I said he might have the best success because I like what he did at Louisville, and I just think that with his talent, he might have been the most talented quarterback. But now you got him. Bortles has done some nice things. Derek Carr might be the best rookie quarterback this year, but Teddy Bridgewater, though – you know, you could give him some votes for rookie of the year, particularly on the offensive side. And I think the Vikings are going to win this game. And the Bears will drop to 5-11 if they lose. That'll be 11 losses, the most by this team since Lovie Smith came over and first took over the team in 2004. Just a little something for you to think about. From that time all the way up until this year, the Bears have not had a double-digit loss season. Just a little something for you to wave your hat on. Now, let's go to our important matchups. This game, for one team, is definitely an important matchup. The 8-7 Texans hosting the 3-12 Jaguars. Now, Houston barely came from behind to beat Jacksonville just a few weeks back. If they win this game, and they're going to need some help, basically. But I definitely have them winning this game, regardless of who the quarterback is going to be. They came off an impressive win over Baltimore this past week where the defense really came alive and really got after Joe Flacco. Any sacks, forcing turnovers. It was definitely Joe Flacco's worst performance of the season. And I think the Houston Texans will continue that this week against Jacksonville. But this game won't mean nothing unless they get some help. But I got them winning this game. Speaking of needing help, another team that's definitely going to need help getting in, and this is a team that just came off a horrendous loss to the Texans, the Ravens. They'll be hosting the Browns this Sunday. And they're 9-6. They could easily go 10-6 and still miss out on the playoffs. But that wouldn't surprise me because you go back to that game against San Diego last month, losing at home the way they did, allowing San Diego to come back and win. You felt that game was going to hurt the Ravens' chances of not only winning the AFC North, but making the playoffs all together. And it probably will. Now, that being said, the Ravens did beat the Browns earlier this year. Speaking of the Browns, who's going to be their starting quarterback? Johnny Manziel's out for the season. Brian Hoyer is not expected to play. They even tried to reach out to Rex Grossman of all quarterbacks. And he turned them down. So who do you got? Really, it probably doesn't matter who the Browns quarterback is. I don't think they're going to win this game. Their season was already over after losing to Carolina last week, where Johnny Manziel got hurt. Welcome to the NFL, Johnny. Welcome to the NFL. Anyway, I got the Ravens winning. They'll go 10-6, but they're going to need some help to get into the postseason, just like Houston. Now, the team that's going to need to stumble. The team that Baltimore is going to need some help from. And actually, this game is such an important game that both teams are trying to compete for that final wild card spot, or possible final wild card spot. You got the 9-6 Chargers against the 8-7 Chiefs. Now, these two teams played each other a couple months back. Chargers got off to a fast start. Then they lost at home in Kansas City, and they started to stumble a little bit. Injuries started occurring. Ryan Matthews is beat up. Phillip Rivers has been beat up. Antonio Gates has been beat up. Some of their defensive players have been beat up. But yet they still got a shot to get into the postseason. What a courageous win last week at San Francisco. Amazing. That'll go down as one of the best comebacks you will ever see in the history of the National Football League. They were down 28-7 at halftime, came back and won in OT. Phillip Rivers beat up. I mean, as beat up as I've ever seen him, maybe since suffering that torn ACL back in 2007. And yet, the Chargers, all they have to do is win. They don't need help from nobody. Win, and they're in. Last year, they were able to win, but they had some help along the way. Now, all they have to do is just beat Kansas City and get in. Kansas City, on the other hand, they're going to need to win, and they're going to need Houston and Baltimore to lose. Just so you will understand a little bit of the AFC wild card scenario. And this is what makes Week 17 so exciting. Somebody's going to have their hearts broken, unfortunately. Believe it or not, I got the Chargers winning. I think they're going to return the favor. They've been playing better than Kansas City has. The Chiefs have struggled, especially defending the run. Alex Smith has not been himself lately. And I'm wondering about Jamaal Charles' health. Without him, Kansas City has no shot to win this game. That being said, I got the Chargers winning. They're going to get into the postseason. And I'm going to talk about the playoffs a little bit later before the show is over. Also, we got the Buffalo Bills taking on the New England Patriots. The Buffalo Bills season ended last week, technically, in Oakland, losing that game. That was quite a disappointing showcase against Oakland. The Patriots, on the other hand, barely beating the Jets again. They now clinched home field advantage in the AFC. That might not mean anything to most teams because, you know, I've seen the Patriots clinch home field before, and they didn't go to the Super Bowl. They didn't even make it to the conference title game. Remember, they had two instances. 2008, they lost in the wild card round to Baltimore. 2010, a couple years later, they lost in the divisional round to the Jets. So, does having home field really mean anything? No. I can still see a team like Denver going up there and winning. They just have to do it. But anyway, Patriots are 12-3. They're hosting the Buffalo Bills, who are 8-7. The Patriots beat the Bills earlier this year up in Buffalo. I think the Patriots are going to win. They don't really have to try and win this game. They got everything wrapped up. But you know Tom Brady. You know Bill Belichick. They want to win this game. It's a divisional game. And by winning this game, they will go 6-0 in their division. Well, 5-1 anyway. Their only loss was week one at Miami. They want to finish the season strong. And who can blame them? You know, it is a football game to play, but you might want to protect yourself, though, Tom Brady. If anything happens, you're going up against a physical Bills defense. You could get hurt. Seriously hurt. Just a little something for you to think about. But I got the Patriots winning this game. As for the Bills, they could try to win this game, but they'll go 8-8 again. If they were to win, it'd be their first winning season since 2004. By the way, they didn't make that playoffs either. And they are currently facing the longest drought in terms of making the playoffs. The last time they made the playoffs was 15 years ago. That Music City Miracle game against Tennessee. Who would have thought that that would change the franchise? They haven't been in the playoffs since. That's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Now, another game, we got the Cowboys against the Redskins. Now, remember, Dallas lost at home to Washington earlier this year. Tony Romo beat up, really couldn't finish the game strong. They had to put in Brandon Whedon. He couldn't really do a whole lot. Meanwhile, the Redskins in that game had a different starting quarterback of their own. Colt McCoy probably played his best offensive game of the season. Well, his best game of the season anyway. But I think the Cowboys are going to win. Now, the Redskins have a lot to be happy about. Coming off that big win, that huge upset over the Eagles. DeSean Jackson getting back at his former team. But the Cowboys need to win this game. Now, if the Cowboys win, they'll most likely be number three. I mean, either way that you put it, but they really, to get home field, they would need Detroit and Green Bay to tie, a Seattle win or a loss by both Seattle and Arizona for them to clinch number one or even get a first round bye. So they're pretty much locked in at the number three seed. But I expect them to win this game, and they want to go into the playoffs strong. Just protect Tony Romo. If they get off to a fast lead, take him out and take out DeMarco Murray too. But I got the Cowboys winning this game. Now, here's our... Now, the Chargers and Chiefs, that was the AFC do-or-die game of the week. This week, the NFC do-or-die game of the week is for division supremacy in that gruesome NFC South between the Panthers and the Falcons. Somebody is going to win this game and have a losing record going into the playoffs and hosting a playoff game nonetheless. Now, the Falcons beat the Panthers earlier this year, so that's a little bit of motivation. But Cam Newton has been playing courageous since that car accident he had 2 weeks ago. But I got the Falcons winning. They're at home. Their offense has been playing a lot better. And with a healthy Julio Jones and a healthy Roddy White, who on that Carolina defense can stop them? Nobody. Absolutely nobody. So that being said, I got the Falcons winning. They're going to host a playoff game at the Georgia Dome in the wild card round. But it's been a disappointing year for both teams nonetheless, though. I expected both teams to play a little bit better. I thought that division would be more competitive, and it really hasn't. The Falcons are 5-0 in their division. They just came off a sweep last week against New Orleans. A little bit of controversy in that game. I talked about that with my friend Gift last night, as his Saints were eliminated from playoff contention in that game and division contention. That being said, I expect Falcons to complete the sweep, the entire division sweep. They're going to win this game. Now, moving on, and that game is expected to be at 425. Some of these games got flexed a little bit this past week. The Oakland and Denver game will still take place at 425, obviously, because the game is being played out there in Denver. The Broncos need to win this game. They came off with a disappointing loss in Cincinnati. Peyton Manning did not play a good game at all. He really, really struggled to play. Now, Broncos still have something to play for. They could end up losing this game and end up not getting a 2 seed, meaning they won't get a first round bye. So beat Oakland, which I expect them to do. But Oakland's dangerous a little bit. Their car has played well this year for a rookie quarterback. But I expect the Broncos to win big and finish the regular season strong. Go into the playoffs with some momentum. Get your guys healthy. Get Peyton Manning healthy. I don't care what he says. He's not himself right now. And get some of your offensive weapons healthy, because you're about to make a big Super Bowl run. And it starts here. Now, another game that I think, well, we got 2 games late from the NFC West. One of those games, the Cardinals will be at San Francisco. The Cardinals will be starting Logan Thomas for the first time this season. Ryan Lindley did not play a good game last Sunday against Seattle. They got flat out embarrassed. Now, if the Cardinals want to clinch that number one seed, they need to beat San Francisco and hope and pray that Seattle loses at home to St. Louis, which I don't think is going to happen, but you know, anything can happen in the NFL. Either way, I think the Cardinals are going to win this game. To me, this will be Jim Harbaugh's last coach game for the 49ers. He might not even try and coach this game because I don't expect him to be back. Colin Kaepernick might be the most disappointing quarterback this year. I put him up there with Drew Brees as the two most disappointing quarterbacks. Those two have not really played well. And Kaepernick, I think he lost his confidence. This San Francisco 49ers team has by far been a big soap opera. Unbelievable. Either way, I got the Cardinals winning. They'll go to 12-4, and they could end up playing on the road, potentially, against Carolina or Atlanta, because if the Cardinals lose, well, if Seattle beats St. Louis, which I think they will, I've already made my prediction for that game, Arizona will end up dropping down to number 5, and they will have to play on the road against whoever wins between Carolina and Atlanta. And the Cardinals already lost on the road to Atlanta just a month ago. If Seattle, if they win, which I think they will, they'll stay number 1. And, you know, I'm going to go on record by saying nobody should be scared to play up there in Seattle. Shouldn't be. No. Be confident. Go up there, play your game. Play the best game you can play and see if you can take the team out. Plain and simple. And a little bit of motivation for the Seahawks. They were upset by the Rams earlier this year. Now, as far as another division that needs to be clinched, it's my favorite division. The NFC North, between the Packers hosting the Lions. The Lions are 0-23 at Lambeau Field since 1991. That was the last time they won there. I was 5 freaking years old. They won at Lambeau 21-17. That was also the last time Detroit had more than 10 wins in the season before this year. So they can make history in back-to-back weeks, getting win number 11 like they did at Chicago last week and actually going on the road and beating Green Bay. Now, y'all know I'm biased when it comes to the Lions, so y'all know I'm going to pick my team. I got to pick my team. I think that defense can still get after Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers has yet to throw an interception at home this year. He's thrown 23 touchdowns, 0 picks. He's thrown for over 2,000 yards at home this year. He's done some phenomenal things. I'm going to tell you, he struggles against top-notch defensive fronts. Whether it could be on the road, especially on the road, obviously. But I think this defensive line can get after him and cause him to have some problems. Now, keep in mind, he's playing with an injury this year. And he's going to be playing with the injury in this game. Actually, they're saying a hamstring injury could derail him just a little bit. So that's something to keep your eyes on. The Lions will not have Dominic Raiola, their starting center, for this game after that little incident. I don't know if that was intentional or not. I really don't care. I still think Detroit can win this game. It'll be a close one, but I think they got a shot. I really do. And if they do, they win, they'll be number 2, and they'll get a first-round bye for the first time since 1991. If Green Bay, whoever loses this game will win the NFC North, the loser will drop to the 6th seed and most likely will end up playing the Cowboys on the road in the wild card round. And keep in mind, I think Detroit or Green Bay can go on the road and beat Dallas. So, not much to be ashamed of if you drop down to number 6. And as for the Sunday night game, we got the Bengals and the Steelers closing out the regular season. Whoever wins this game will win the AFC North. And I think it'll be Pittsburgh. I think it'll be Pittsburgh winning. I still think that, well, if Cincinnati wins, and they're already in the playoffs, but if they win, you know, they'll drop down to the 5th seed, and they might end up playing the Steelers on the road in the postseason. Think about that. So I think to make my final predictions in the postseason, I think it's going to be the Broncos, the Patriots, Broncos, Colts have all gotten in. Steelers have already gotten in. Bengals have already gotten in. And I think the Chargers will clinch that 6th seed. Those are the 6 teams. As for the NFC, Seattle's already in. Detroit's already in. Dallas is already in, and I think Atlanta will get in, along with Green Bay and Arizona, who have already clinched. So that's my playoff prediction. Those are my Week 17 predictions. Good luck to all the teams in Week 17. This is Rocket signing off. See y'all next time.